This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 has just gone past 7:47 in the morning. It's Monday, the 18th of January, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Philip. Now, half an hour ago, we spoke to lawyer Dr. Malik Imtiaz on the suspension of Parliament. But to get a different view, we are going to be speaking to Fahmi Fazli, who is the Communication Director at PKR, because we do know. Last Tuesday, Malaysia declared a state of emergency that will last until August 1st, or until the high number of COVID-19 cases are reduced to a manageable level, whichever comes first. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has reassured the public that the civil government will continue as usual and will not be replaced by military rule during the state of emergency.
Notably, this move suspends Parliament, which helps secure the Prime Minister's position during a time when UMNO MPs openly backed out of the government coalition. This also gives Muhyiddin and his cabinet extraordinary powers, such as introducing laws without the approval of Parliament.
Now, since the announcement, there have been many comments about this, and today we speak to Fahmi Fazli, who is the PKR Communications Director and MP of Lembah Pantai, for their perspective and plans going forward. So, Fahmi, what is PKR's position on the emergency ordinance?
Hi, good morning. I think, as Malik Imtiaz explained, I think we are in agreement. There seems to be broad sweeping powers for this emergency ordinance. In fact, if you were to take a cursory look, even comparing between this emergency ordinance and the one that was released in 1969, this emergency ordinance for 2021 is much more sweeping compared to the one in 1969, at least if you were to compare. And the worst thing for us, if you looked at 1969, it was after the general election, so no parliament had been convened at that time. In this case, parliament has been suspended. So there is a question of what happens to democracy now. I think in all of the countries where emergency has been announced to combat the pandemic, no one has so far, as we know, no major democratic country has actually suspended their parliaments. So we've set a very bad precedent, not only in terms of the powers that have been handed over to the person of the Prime Minister, but also, you know, you can say that democracy, there's a big question hanging over Malaysian democracy at this point in time.
So what are next steps? Will Dato' Sri Anwar be submitting an appeal to the King, or will you be taking a legal process, as well as alluded to by Malik Imtiaz?
Actually, yesterday, Dato' Sri Anwar released a statement stating that an appeal letter will be sent to the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong from the MPs to reconsider the proclamation of emergency. And this was in a statement made last Thursday. And regarding taking a legal action or legal recourse, I believe no one wants to have this position where it seems like they were going against the King. So definitely, in terms of where any kind of legal challenge might come, it will not be directed at the proclamation itself, but probably the process that led to that. So I think we've not made a decision. I think the legal team is looking into this. And I know that some of the brightest legal minds are assisting to make sure that we get this done right.
And what's the support on this from the MPs from both sides of the August House?
I think it's interesting that you ask. We've seen, for example, the Deputy President of UMNO come out to question the need to have an emergency, but rather it should be known as a health emergency. And when you really looked at it, you know, it's been almost a week since the proclamation has been made. Yet we've not really seen much done in terms of the vast sweeping powers that's there. For example, last night, the Prime Minister released a personal letter in response to these health experts saying that he wants to make a consultative council, which he should have done since March of 2020, or at the very least, since being granted these extraordinary powers, he should have immediately announced that. And we're hearing, for example, the discussions with private hospitals in his open response to these health experts. He's saying that discussions are going on. You have emergency powers. Why are you not instructing as opposed to why are you discussing? If you're discussing, does that mean that you are actually saying, you know, you could be doing this under MCO rules, which are there, which is why 10 ex-bar presidents have also come out to openly question the need to have this emergency because the powers are already there under the MCO rules.
It's a very interesting point about discussions because you're now saying that discussions are all moot. Now you're in emergency. So were you caught off guard when the Prime Minister made the announcement? Was there any syndication done or made to you or to the other parties prior to the announcement?
There was no discussion with us. And I think this is the most harrowing aspect of this incident. We remember on the days leading up to the 25th of October when Tan Sri Muhyiddin was denied his request for an emergency. And at that time, there was a public case, you know, against having an emergency. There were people saying the impact on investment. There were people saying, you know, in terms of public health, the powers that's already there, and we should just use that. This time around, there was no such indication. And I think what's worse is there was no discussion with the leader of the opposition. You know, this is one of the reasons why, at least among Pakatan Harapan MPs, and I know broadly among almost all 108 opposition MPs, and probably more now, that we find you should not unilaterally call for, you know, advising the king for an emergency when you have lost your majority. So I think, you know, I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin is not giving us enough explanation and there's no accountability because there's no parliament. So we're in quite a bind.
But Fahmi, some would say that emergency is necessary when you think about the high number of COVID-19 cases, which is, you know, above the other day, record high, 4,000 and above. So this emergency creates a somewhat stable government and allows them to refocus on, you know, flattening this pandemic curve and then also rolling out the vaccines. So rather than seeing, you know, all the political parties just politicking, don't you think there's some point to that, though, that argument?
If you want to talk about stability, let's talk about flip-flops and U-turns. In the last 6 days, yeah, we've seen like three ministers come out with completely different things. Yeah. For example, on public parks, first it was closed, then it was open. Yeah, and there seem to be two different things said by different ministers. We've seen, for example, if you want to talk about stability, why does it seem like this MCO... it's like where it's the first time that we're going through an MCO. You know, it seems like the government is not as prepared. They've had Saturday, Sunday of last week. And you know, if you remember, the first announcement saying that there was going to be an announcement was by Ismail Sabri on Friday, saying that there's an announcement on Monday. Yet when it happened, were schools, you know, there was no clarity whether schools were going to be open. We're hearing about canteen operators complaining that they've spent X amount of money, parents who spent money to make sure their kids go to school. Now schools are off. So, you know, you can have an emergency, but there's not necessarily certainty in policy making or stability. And so I question that.
Yeah, we get your point about the competence of execution. But building on Xiaoning's earlier question about politicking, don't you think this emergency proclamation really forces all parties to show their hands and be clear where their position stands with respect to their support or lack of support for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin?
I think so. Well, what we're seeing is that now there seems to be this situation where, you know, if you listen to some of the statements made by Anwar Musa, by some of the UMNO youth chiefs, the knives seem to be out for UMNO president, yeah, Dato' Sri Zahid. And well, you know, it's still we're still in the early days of this emergency, and it could last until 1st of August, if not earlier. So you know, it's the next 7-8 months. You know, will be exceptionally trying. I don't think when you think about stability, what this emergency does provide is certainty about not having elections. But I believe the politicking will continue, albeit in in different ways.
And Fahmi, you know, the Day One Rakyat Speaker, Dato' Azahar Harun, noted that an independent committee was supposed to be composed of MPs from the government and the opposition. And its task is, of course, to recommend to the King on the period of emergency. Has anyone reached out to PKR or other Pakatan Harapan parties?
No, not really. We've received a letter. We discussed this in our Presidential Council meeting last week before emergency was announced. Before MCO took effect. So we had a meeting, and then we came to a position that we want more information. Come and speak with us before you form this council, before you form this committee. Yeah? Otherwise, what? How do we see the bona fides of this move? You say that we are supposed to be in this fight together. Let's be in it together. If not, it's just pretty words.
And has there also been any kind of invitation for this technical committee that's supposed to be set up by the NSC to y'all also?
So far, no.
So no communication from them on that front?
No.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Fahmi Fazil, who is the PKR Communications Director and MP of Lembah Pantai, giving us his views and also, I suppose, PKR's views on the whole emergency ordinance. Some very interesting takeaways there. What was your key one, Philip?
Well, I think for me, the frustration, the lack of syndication and engagement pre the emergency really stunned me. I think also he did admit that this at least allows everyone to come clean and state where their positions are with respect to support for this government. I think that was also a pretty telling insight from him.
Yeah, but let's hope that now everyone's focus will really be on the vaccination. That will be on the vaccination drive, of course, flattening the pandemic curve and also the economic health of the country. But whether it can be done on a consensus basis, which is what Parliament is all about. We're about to head into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, we have the Breakfast Grill, where Lynn speaks with the US ambassador to Malaysia. That's happening in a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.